The Mangle family made their annual trip to the Panhandle South Plains Fair on Saturday. In the parking lot, next to the tall, old sign marking the fairgrounds, Bobby, Carolyn, and their two daughters took a selfie, continuing a 59-year tradition of taking a photo at the fair.
I thought we could just Photoshop South Plains Fair behind a picture in the backyard, but nope, that didn't work with those girls.
That's Carolyn Mangle, the matriarch of the family. She says it started the first year she and Bobby were together. The couple took a picture in a small photo booth at the Lubbock Fair. And they've done it every year since, adding family members as their daughters got married and had their own kids.
It's like our life story, truthfully. You can see when we dated, when we were married. One picture, I'm pregnant with Sherry. And then the next year, she's in the picture, and the same thing with Melinda. And it's fun to watch our grandchildren grow up.
The couple, now in their 80s, didn't go inside the fair, but their daughters got them their usual hot dogs, and they ate at home. Like the Mangle's family tradition, the Panhandle South Plains Fair continues this year, despite the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic.
Hello.
The food, the rides, the stock show, it's all going on through October 3rd. Jennifer Wallace, general manager of the fair, says her goal is to offer some normalcy.
Here it is, we're having it. We would love for you to participate. We understand if you don't, no fault, no foul. We'll see you next year.
Under current guidelines, large outdoor events are allowed in Texas if they've been approved by the local government. Wallace prepared a 63-page safety plan in July. With a few tweaks, it was approved. Fair attendees have to wear a mask and are encouraged to wash their hands frequently. Building capacity is limited, but since most attractions are outdoors, Wallace says they are not limiting the number of people allowed in at a time. There are fewer rides and vendors than in past years, but Wallace says that allowed for more space between booths.
When we were planning, we said if we get 50% of kind of the attendance we're used to and things like that, it would still be worth it.
That's about 75,000 people total over the 10 days of the fair. Wallace says organizers thought about canceling.
It's not just us. Other people depend on us.
One group that depends on the fair each year is Oakwood United Methodist Church. For their annual fundraiser, Pastor Robert Lindley says the church partners with a private family to sell thousands of fried pies.
Can I get two apple and one cherry?
If you want a wonderful, hot, homemade, because they're all homemade, fresh pie, go buy and get your flavor.
It's one of the most popular food booths at the fair. They frequently sell out before the event is over. Lindley says the church makes between $8,000 and $10,000 each year and puts that money towards multiple missions.
That was one of the driving forces. If we don't do the fair, then how are we going to raise funds so we can continue on doing our ministries that are vital?
Bliss Basir is another person excited the fair was not canceled. She's an eighth grader at Friendship Middle School and has been a part of 4-H for years. Basir showed her 200-pound pig, Ranger.
We have a bunch of time and money put into this, and so when the fair wasn't canceled, we're like, let's go. Like, there's no second choice. Like, we're going.
The crowd size is smaller than usual, but during a weekday lunch hour, hundreds munch on corn dogs and funnel cakes as they walk around the grounds. About half of people are wearing a mask correctly. Lines for popular food vendors are pretty long, with only some distancing between groups. I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick in Lubbock.